Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Monday, November the 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Are you ready to wake up today? I am. Whether ready or not, here November the 3rd comes. And you know, it'll only come once for 2025. In fact, 2025 is fast closing out. So let's make the most of it by walking in a life that is consecrated to God. And here's how we do that. We say, wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead. And Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you, and we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, How to Practice for the Return of Jesus. Our text is Luke 20 today. We've only got four more days of Luke, and then we're into the fourth gospel. So hear now the verses 9 through 13. Hear now the word of the Lord. And he began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard and let it out to tenants, and went into another country for a long while. When the time came, he sent a servant to the tenants so that they would give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat him and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent another servant, but they also beat and treated him shamefully and sent him away empty-handed. And he sent yet a third. This one also they wounded and cast out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. As you know by now, I come from a long line of farmers. Over the years, we have farmed our own land and also the land of other landowners who rented it out to us as sharecroppers or tenant farmers. Now that my father is retired from active farming, he rents out his land to tenant farmers, much like the case in today's text. Whether it be planting, cultivation, or harvest season, Dad loves me to drive him around the farm, field to field, to see how the farmers are doing with the crops. This past summer, I was driving Dad around in my truck when we had a similar experience as described in today's text. As we rounded the end of one field, I noticed a farm truck speeding in our direction. As they got within 100 yards of us, they stopped on the turn row. Now, in the city, you would think nothing of it and keep right on driving. On the farm, it means one thing. They expect you to stop when you get to their truck and roll down your window. I began to get a little nervous. Perhaps they thought we were trespassing and were coming to ask us to leave. After all, as I mentioned, we were in an unfamiliar vehicle to them. As we approached, I could see the farmer had a bit of a scowl on his face. As I told Dad to brace for impact, I thought to myself, oh no, here it comes. Then he spotted my dad seated across from me in the passenger seat. His face lit up like the sun with a huge smile, and he shouted with absolute joy, Mr. Walt, it is so good to see you. You can imagine the delight of my dad as he returned the joyful greeting and a gracious conversation ensued. I thought to myself, this is exactly what the father hoped for when he sent his son to the world to check in on us, his tenant farmers, to see how we were doing with his land. Then the owner of the vineyard said, what shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him. He got the opposite. But when the tenants saw him, they talked the matter over. This is the heir, they said. Let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. So they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. And that's exactly what we did. We threw the only, one and only Son of God out of his own vineyard, and we killed him. And guess what? He's given us a second chance. He has entrusted the farm back to his followers, the followers of his crucified and risen Son. And he's left on another long trip. He's coming back. This time, let's be prepared to give him a good crop report and an eager, joy-filled greeting. Lord Jesus, it is so good to see you. How about we start practicing that greeting now? Let's pray. Father, thank you for entrusting this world to us a first time and now a second time. And we ask you for the grace to not only be good farmers, but to remember that it all belongs to you, that it's your farm. In fact, we belong to you. And what a great day it will be when you come back to your farm. We miss you. In fact, we long for you to be here. So, prepare the way for the Lord. Awaken our hearts. Make us ready and eager and joyfully longing for your return, where we'll say, Lord Jesus, welcome back. It's so good to see you. And we'll spend the rest of eternity fellowshipping together on that farm. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Journal prompts today. So, what do you think? How about that story? Makes perfect sense, doesn't it? And are you excited about his return? Are you looking forward to it? Are you dreading it? Or are you just kind of a little bit indifferent to it? It's okay. Most important thing is just to be honest. Jesus, you know, he only deals with who we are and how we are, not who we should be or how we ought to be. He loves it when we just tell him the truth, and then he can work with that. So how about do some of that in your journal today? Sometimes we can be very fearful about the return of Jesus, and we can have what I would call apocalyptic anxiety. But what he wants for us to have is deep hope, longing, anticipation. Because, guys, when that time happens, it's all going to be okay. It's going to be good. It's going to be the end of all things broken. It's going to be the final curtain on the present evil age and the opening curtain on the great and glorious age to come, the age of eternity, the ages of eternity. And we really just got one job now, to help as many people come with us as we can. We want to make heaven crowded. We want to fill up this house, as he taught us the other day in the parable. So, and that's the thing. I mean, Jesus is, he came to his own, we're going to hear in John 1 in a few days, and his own received him not. We rejected him. And I think the thing Jesus is looking for the most from us, he wants to be wanted. He comes where he's wanted. You know, he'll go where he's needed, but he wants to come where he's wanted. And so let's just kind of ask the Lord to get our hearts to that place where he's what we want. He's the one that we want. And maybe we're not there yet. And so what we can say to him is, you know what, Jesus? I want to want you. He'll work with that prayer. He'll work with the honesty that we bring him. But it's just so important to bring him that. But isn't that true? Isn't that what you want? Think about it. You want your own children to want you. You know they need you. They know they need you. But you really want them to want you. Your grandchildren, you want them to want you. Children and their parents, right? Children oftentimes just feel like their parents are maybe obligated to them, or maybe worse than that, that don't even care. A lot of children are facing that today. But do you know what children want to sense from their parents? That their parents want them, that they're deeply wanted. That's just at the core of us. And there's a lot of brokenness in us and self-oriented selfishness, self-interest that keeps us from that. Jesus can heal every bit of it. He can restore us to that place. So, got a great treat today. Dad and I are singing. And that's the story. Just think about that story as we sing the great hymn. We'll announce it here in just a minute. I'll hand it over now. All right, everyone. We got to get better lighting in the seat house. We're going to be singing today. What is it called?
I Am Thine, O Lord, 591.
Hymn number 591, Our Great Redeemer's Praise, I Am Thine, O Lord. We'll sing all four verses. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Last verse. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Amen.
That's a good word. You know, and I just want to say there are people out there today who are coming up on the gates. They're coming to cross the narrow sea. And I want to tell you, the best is yet to come. You have more even to look forward to than you have to look back on. So be encouraged today. The best is yet to come.
Amen.
In this life. So listen, you're not going to go out with a whimper. You're going to go out with a blaze of glory, singing and shouting the victory, as the old hymn says. All right, it's time to hit the fields today. It's Monday, and people are going to be kind of probably dragging a little bit today. It's a new week. We're in a new month. But when they see you, they're going to sense Jesus, and they're going to get a lift. So go for it today. Get your seeds. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
And we'll see you on the field.
Amen.